At the CDC now, specifically at the CDC Museum, there's a collection of photos by Jim Gaffney. For 30 years, Jim has documented the center's scientific breakthroughs, its facilities, its history. He's been behind the scenes as public health nightmares have unfolded before our eyes.
A couple years ago, Devin Lenz, bit by a mosquito, took a nap, woke up a couple hours later, couldn't sit up or move his legs.
Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought.
You know, seeing a truck cart away 10 bodies of people who died from Ebola, I can't imagine what someone is thinking who has arrived there for treatment.
An exhibit of Jim's photos is on display now at the center's museum. This exhibit is called A Lens on CDC, and it runs until the end of May in the museum near Emory University. Jim joins me now from the CDC's Atlanta headquarters. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm sure it's difficult to look back 30 years, but what did you think when you first got this assignment and they told you you were going to be photographing scientists in suits and insects?
Well, I thought it was the best job in the world, and I still do. I've really enjoyed every minute of it and learned something every day. So for me, it's been sort of a dream job.
How do you go about, because you take a really wide variety of photographs, meaning that you have some landscapes there, you have photographs, portraits of people, but then you have these extremely detailed close-up photos of lice and ticks. How do you sort of handle all these very, very different assignments?
Well, I have a variety of types of equipment, and I guess the trick is to know what to take with you to shoot a certain job. And one of the interesting things about this exhibit is that each of the photos represents an assignment or a request from a scientist or a communicator for that specific image or that type of image. So the thought of an exhibit never really occurred to me, because each of these images is so diverse, like you mentioned.
So you work with a lot of things which are secret and have to be kept under wraps at the CDC. But can you tell me a story about an assignment that you got that ended up being really interesting or ended up resulting in great photos?
Oh, there's so many. I'll just mention I don't do most of the general photography, but I did get a call and told me that the call asked me to report and document Prince Andrew's visit. And of course, that sort of stands out in your mind. I've never met royalty before. And although I'm a scientific photographer and I do mainly laboratory and specimen photography, that day I happened to be available to shoot a tour, and it caught me off guard, but I really enjoyed it, and that really is one that stands out in my mind. But there are so many. I've been asked to go on a trapping expedition to document scientists collecting rats and mice and dissecting them. So it's just always something a little different each day.
And you sometimes end up taking photographs of world leaders.
Yes. I mentioned Prince Andrew, but recently, well, the most recent visit that I recall is, well, senators and congressmen are visiting almost weekly, but President Obama was here last 2 years ago, and that was quite an experience, with starting with the Secret Service visits and their concern for his safety. And the campus was shut down during his visit. It was a bit difficult to shoot, actually. We were incorporated with the press, and it was difficult to get around and shoot what you wanted to shoot, but that was quite an experience.
So how do you, what is more important when you're taking these photographs? Clarity, the ability to see everything in the image clearly, or beauty?
Well, I'm not an artist, so I think for me, the
I bet some people would argue that.
Well,
some
I'll
photos
just say
are
this.
Very beautiful.
Well, thank you. The thing is, there is beauty in nature, and I'm lucky enough to see that, and I'm able to record that and share it. But to me, the important thing is, for instance, I'm just now shooting some ticks for a very dedicated scientist who works with rickettsial diseases, and the object is to record the markings on the tick, and it is a beautiful. I know it's a lot of people think it's a disgusting critter, but it is beautiful in its own way. But my object is to show it as it would appear to the observer, and that way they can recognize it, and it also helps illustrate articles. This scientist, who is one of the best that I've worked with here at CDC, is constantly being published, and we provide the images for the articles, for the journal articles.
And you mentioned rickettsial, just in case someone didn't understand what that is. Those are a class of infections caused by a certain kind of bacteria like spotted or typhus fever. But
right.
Yeah, you end up photographing scientists, especially doing their work. And I imagine there has to be some not only challenge, because I've seen some of your photos where it must have been difficult to not have the light glaring off of their masks, their plastic masks that they wear here. But also, I wonder whether you were ever afraid of the diseases and the insects that you were coming in contact with.
Not really. Don't really think about it. Most of the insects that I photograph are lab-raised. So it's not, there's just no chance that they're going to be infected. I do shoot insects in the wild. Mosquitoes, for instance, if I am looking for a particular species like the Aedes albopictus, which is the Asian tiger mosquito, then I'll usually go out in my backyard or somewhere along a creek, and they're so easy to find, I just photograph them there. And there is the possibility they might be carrying something, but it's negligible, and the thought of getting an image sort of obliterates any fear.
So one of your more well-known photographs is of a mosquito, an Aedes aegypti, which is they're known as the yellow fever mosquito. And it looks like in that photo it's resting on skin. Is that your skin that we see?
Yes, it is. I have been photographing mosquitoes for a very long time, and I've tried different strategies. And at one time, I would try to photograph a mosquito on someone else's skin, but it became clear early on that I would do much better at focusing if the mosquito is on my own skin. And so once the mosquito starts feeding, I actually do the focusing by moving the mosquito back and forth and in and out of the range of focus. Or the plane of focus.
So in order to get these photos of mosquitoes that you've taken, you need to get a lot of mosquito bites, right?
I do, but they don't bother me. It's interesting. I know people who swell up and itch terribly, but I've never been bitten where I had a reaction like that. I do, on occasion, with certain exotic mosquitoes, I'll get just a little red dot, but other than that, there's no reaction. I'm very lucky.
And are you holding the camera with one hand while you take these photos?
Sometimes I am. More often, the camera is mobilized or steadied by a tripod or possibly a copy stand. I have a macro setup that's very, very rigid. And sometimes I do take that into the field or a tripod and set it up. As you can imagine, a tripod with the camera, and then I would in the field, and I would encourage a mosquito to feed, and then the
how
camera is already...
How do you encourage them to feed? You just put your arm out there?
Yes, and in some places along the creek near our home, you don't have to encourage too much, but the trick is to cover all but the skin you want them to feed on. So they will go to the lowest hanging fruit, so to speak. And then the mosquito, the camera is already pre-focused and set up. And then once it starts, the mosquito starts feeding, then I know where to place my finger in front of the lens.
Man.
And move it back and forth.
That would not be the job for me, Jim. I am glad that you do it instead. That is Jim Gaffney. He is a photographer for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's documented the CDC's work for the last 30 years, and a collection of his work is on display at the David J. Censor CDC Museum. The exhibit runs until May 26. You'll find a gallery of Jim's photographs at gpbnews.org. Jim, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.